Thank you to everyone who is joining us for our second podcast. Maria Acevedo and I am happy you are back with us today. And I'm always happy to be co-hosting with you, Maria.
Yeah, we're excited for our second episode. We want to introduce our guest, Ms. Jen Papke. She's the principal over at Cunningham Intermediate School. Welcome to SDB in the Spotlight.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
So we want to let our listeners know we've been leaving a little mystery and intrigue about you.
Oh boy.
And so we want to let them know why we invited you here today. So Jen is the creator of hashtag Beloit Proud, a hashtag that's been used and shared thousands and thousands of times. So Jen, will you please share with us how you decided to come up with this hashtag?
Sure. So I've been in the school district for about 10 years, and most of my life have lived in the Rock County area. And while we have many wonderful things going on in our district, sometimes there are people in the area who have different understandings about Beloit. So one day I was out shopping using a district card that said Beloit School District on it, and someone was like, oh... And I'm like, no, not so much. And so I said, what if everyone in the district had a t-shirt that said hashtag Beloit Proud? And I can wear this everywhere I go and people can just be out in them so that people can stop putting all of these negative thoughts about Beloit. Because we're a great place and we do great things and we're always working on getting better. But we have so much to be proud of. And I just wanted to kind of wrap around that.
Yeah, changing that narrative, I think, to put all the positive stuff in the spotlight.
I sure hope so.
So when did you realize that this hashtag was really taking off and being embraced not only by the district, but the community?
Well, of course, everyone loves getting a free t-shirt. So that was a big capture right there. And then I'm very active on social media and just kind of kept seeing a few more people using the hashtag. And as I saw that spread, and I would click on it and see how many times it was used or see what kind of posts it was being used in. And it just thrilled me to see people really grab onto that because, again, this district just means so much to me.
Well, you answered a little bit of my next question, but I'm going to take it just a step further. What does it really mean to you to have started a movement that unites and highlights the great things to be proud of in our district, but also in our community?
Well, I think it's just really important that we're always focusing on the positive, looking for the positive. So whether you're finding the silver lining or looking for the rainbow, when you are looking for what is something I could post every day and use that Beloit Proud hashtag. What is something that I can bring to light? How can I create a more positive narrative in there? So it's just having those thoughts, and I really like to lean towards the positive. And again, acknowledge the things that we have going on around us. But if I'm not doing something to make it better, then I shouldn't be doing anything at all.
Well, what I liked about it, truthfully, and I've been with the district about 3.5 years, I think the same as Maria, it really wasn't about you. You were very humble about this movement. And so Maria and I use it every day on postcards, mailers, posters. We put it everywhere, staple. And that's how we came to reach out to you, because I was like, I wonder who started this. Somebody did. And what I most appreciated about this is you just let it grow. You started it, you initiated it, and then you just let it grow. And again, I see other organizations using it. I've seen other people. It just really has become kind of a hashtag for our community in general.
Early on, it was pretty cool because there's a sign that probably used to be for a business somewhere here on 4th Street, and they just painted it Beloit Proud. It's not attached to any business. Someone painted it, and I just thought that was really neat when I saw that.
So it was a way for you, too, to be out in the community in different ways and seeing it, and then just knowing somewhere deep inside that you planted that seed. How many years ago, do you think?
Probably nine.
Nine.
Probably within that first year that I was here. Yep.
Wow. Well, you should check on Facebook the number of times that hashtag has been used, and you are going to be quite impressed.
Yeah, I think probably thousands of times.
Thousands and
wonderful.
Thousands. Well, over 5,000.
That just makes me happy,
sure.
Just sharing the love.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you're open to it, we'd like to switch gears just a little bit, because there's another really great thing that you're involved with, which is Grow Your Own Multicultural Teacher Scholarship.
Absolutely.
And can you tell us a little bit about it for somebody that may be listening and not know about it? And then maybe share a couple of new things about the scholarship this year.
So we offer a scholarship to typically a graduating senior from the community who is planning to pursue a career in education at a four-year college. And we pay $5,000 a year up to 5 years if needed for that scholarship, with the ask that that student returns to the community of Beloit. And this is targeted specifically towards minority students, knowing that there is plenty of research out there that supports having a wide, diverse population to have a reflection of our community reflected back in the teachers and the staff in the buildings. So we've offered a few scholarships so far, and as we've increased our funds, then we've heard feedback that a great opportunity would be how can we take existing staff, so support staff, paraprofessionals, people who are not directly teaching in the classroom but would like to go back to school and maybe already have their associate's degree or have a bachelor's degree in something else and want to go back and get that teaching degree. So this year we're offering a two-year $5,000 per year scholarship for an existing staff member, again a person of color, who can come back and work on their school while they're working in the district, and then return fully as a teacher. So
do you know when those scholarships will be available?
We will be announcing that probably early next week. So anyone who follows the Stateline Community Foundation, their application window has opened on December 1st, and anyone can apply for that, just as if you were a high school senior applying for scholarships. Now those staff members can get in and apply for those scholarships as well. So we'll be promoting that as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great news. Do you have any success stories with the scholarship recipients thus far?
We have a great success story that this year Evelyn Cortez began teaching as a DLI teacher at Todd Elementary School. So she is our first successful four-year graduate of the program. And we have one Beloit College student, Karen, who is graduating this year, but she wants to go into school counseling. So she's got a little more school ahead of her in her graduate work. And then we have Jaden, who's a third-year student at Rockford College, studying to become a physical ed teacher and eventually an athletic director.
That's great. So many success stories. Yes, and we can't wait to see where those students
go. We're very excited too.
So we also know you just completed a campaign both with our staff and the broader community to raise funds for the scholarship. How did it go?
So we had a great turnout from staff. We allow for staff to do an automatic withdrawal from their paycheck. And they can make a commitment of $1 per paycheck for the year. They could make a $100 one-time donation, anything that they want to do. We had, I believe, 77 staff members who made a full commitment. We should be seeing $11,779 at the end of this year just from the staff member commitments. Then we have a couple community commitments that have been made. We get a scholarship donation every year from Senator Tim Cullen of $10,000. So our goal is to really reach $30,000 each year. So we really want that outreach next to go to community partners and say, hey, if we raise this much, can you match what we've done internally?
I think that's great. And you know what? I'm really proud of the staff that you worked with to get this done, because when you talk about Grow Your Own, it sounds like there has been a real commitment from our staff in growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exciting. So how can someone, if they're interested in donating to the scholarship, we talked about how you can apply for the scholarship. Mm-hmm. So now how can people reach out and make a contribution to this scholarship?
So we have sort of a GoFundMe type program that's tailored towards school districts. It's called Classmunity. And if you go on the School District of Beloit website and search Grow Your Own, then you can get to all of our financial information, all of our marketing information, and you can find a link to the Classmunity page, and you make a donation right there on the page. You can make a one-time donation or you can make a recurring donation on that page.
And I should mention, Jen, really, we did a video this year and you are the opener to the video.
Yes.
But can I tell you what I get the most feedback on? The fabulous glasses you were wearing. I'll see people and they'll say, oh my gosh, Jen did such a great job. where did she get those glasses? So I have not asked you. And now, people, if you really want to go see that video, again, go on our website, Google Grow Your Own, and you'll see John doing a really compassionate opening to our video on Grow Your Own.
And then it's a great chance to see a couple of the kids who've received their scholarships and then a neat presentation of how people have given.
So. And you work collaboratively with Michelle.
With Michelle Hendricks-Nora. Mm-hmm.
Who is the principal at McNeil Intermediate. And I know she has been working as tirelessly as you have.
Yes, she is a great partner to have in this process.
That's wonderful. Well, we are so glad you were here today. We are coming to the conclusion of our podcast. And I just want to thank you for sharing your hashtag Beloit Proud idea.
Absolutely.
And for sharing some really good information about the Grow Your Own scholarship. Is there anything you'd like to add before I'm going to put you in the hot seat with our either or? So if there's anything else you'd like to add at the conclusion of this podcast.
I just appreciate the opportunity to share again the positive as much as I can and to bring a great spotlight to the things that we have going on in the district and being a part of them.
All righty. So are you ready for a rapid fire?
I think I am.
So we're going to give you 10 options and ask you which one you prefer. And you have less than 30 seconds to answer. So Monica's going to keep track of the time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Texting or calling?
Texting.
Horror movie or comedy movie?
Comedy.
Travel in a plane or by car?
By magic. Could I have that option?
Photos or videos?
Ooh, photos.
French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Cold weather or warm weather?
I guess I moved back to Wisconsin, so cold.
East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast.
Library or museum?
Museum.
And hair up or hair down?
Hair up.
As she's wearing it today.
Yes.
So thank you again, Jen. And I invite all of our listeners to join us for our next podcast, SDB in the Spotlight, where we will share information on our career academies at Beloit Memorial High School and our community-driven practice interview program. Thank you again.